Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm your host, Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate Roundtable. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, a boutique firm that is home to over 30 real estate sales and marketing agents who service home buyers and home sellers throughout Boston, the South Shore, the South Coast, and Cape Cod. Our firm takes pride in assisting our clients in the next chapter of their lives by taking a holistic approach to their real estate endeavors. We believe that every move should be a moving experience. Every week, my co-host Melissa Wallace and I will provide you with my team's unique marketing approach to selling homes and share with you our expertise in navigating the home buying process. We value the experience of our agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so much that not only will you hear my perspective on real estate topics, occasionally you will hear the expert thoughts and opinions of our experienced agents at Boston Connect Real Estate. Be a part of our roundtable. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and wherever you like to listen to podcasts at Talk Real Estate Roundtable. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me and my team to discuss your real estate needs, you can connect with me at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. I am Sharon McNamara. And of course, you're listening to Talk Real Estate Roundtable. And I am the broker owner and full-time real estate agent of Boston Connect Real Estate. I have my team member here with me this morning. She is my everything. It says so on her plaque on her door. She is the manager and she is the director of operations. And she is the, in charge of all the agents and does all that fun stuff. And I also have another co-host with me today, but she's coming all the way in from Long Island, New York. We have Megan Gardner. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning from Long Island, New York.
Yay. And I know I always feel like I have a hard time hearing you for some reason or another, so we'll just have to make sure that you're nice and loud, okay? And of course, what I have in studio, I have a guy and his name is Tim McKinney and he is my producer on Saturday mornings and he is so good. I love when you're able to just like on a whim put in like a sound or a music or something.
Oh,
so.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm your guy.
You are my guy. Tim, how long have you been at WATD?
Oh, I was just saying to someone the other day, this summer will be 24 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that is great. Wow,
thank
that's awesome.
You.
So we've known each other for a very long time because I started doing McNamara on Money probably 21 years ago or something. So I'm going back to my roots actually a little bit today. So at 9 o'clock, Michael McNamara is going to be talking about the decoupling. Yeah, that's my guy.
Tim.
Yeah. Nothing can tear me away from you, Tim.
Oh.
Nothing.
Except your other half, right?
Of my other half. Yeah.
Good answer. Good answer.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm going to be on McNamara on Money. I'm just going to be listening in a little bit. He's going to be talking about the decoupling that the DOJ is doing. And he wants to talk a little bit, I guess, about the NAR settlement. I'm sort of done talking about it on my show. I needed to lighten things up a little bit. Melissa, I did introduce her, but she didn't say good morning because she's out at the donut truck right now getting me an espresso.
And she's busy sneezing, too, isn't she?
Yes.
Man. Oh.
Yeah, the allergies.
Yep,
I know.
They're kicking in. Yeah.
But I'm not going to say it. I want zero rain. No more rain, please. For a little bit, anyways. I don't want a drought, but I certainly don't.
Yeah.
Everything's soggy, you know? You touch the lawn and it's like swish, swish.
Yeah. So. No bare feet on the lawn right now.
No. And it's cold. It's like fall. Gosh, what's going on around here?
Just hang on. We got to get through April and we're almost done. So
I know.
It's going to be okay.
But don't you think, hey, let me ask you, I know we're supposed to be talking about real estate, but since it's my show and I can do whatever the hell I want.
Dear.
Do you think like spring seems like where we want to rush it a little bit this year just because we got no snow? So I felt like we were always in the beginning months of spring, right? We had some cold, obviously, but we didn't really get any snow.
No, we didn't.
And if we're not going to have seasons and we're only going to have snow, then I don't really know that it makes sense to like... even have seasons.
we've had seasons for a very long time, Sharon. to get
Aaron, to. I'm okay with no snow.
You're okay with no snow down in Long Island as well.
But I definitely don't look forward to going from 65 and sunny to 90 hazy, hot, and humid.
Oh, I am looking forward to that. What do you mean, Megan? I want to tell Mark I want to go down to Montauk or whatever in our boat.
Absolutely. The weather's always great in Montauk, rain or shine, no doubt.
Sorry about that. Sorry, I was just trying to louden so we could hear Megan a little bit better. Megan, why don't you introduce yourself to everybody? I know for all of our listeners, obviously we're on WATD, so thank you for joining in this morning. You can also, we're streaming live on several different social media channels, so you can find us on Boston Connect TV on YouTube. You can also find us on Instagram. Nope, not Instagram, can't do that yet. You can find us on both Facebook page for myself and for the company Boston Connect Real Estate, and I have some of my friends joining me from Clubhouse this morning, and I asked Megan Gardner from Long Island to join me this morning to be one of our guest co-hosts. We're going to be talking about feng shui this morning, so it will be an interesting topic, but Megan and I are very similar with all the feels, so to speak, so I thought that she would be a good person for me to invite, and she graciously said yes. So Megan, why don't you introduce yourself to everybody who's listening here?
WATD listeners, this is Megan Gardner coming to you from Long Island, New York. I'm a residential real estate specialist here. I'm located on the south shore of Long Island. I am nestled halfway between New York City and Montauk. It is a great place to be sandwiched.
Awesome. So, anyways, so I'm glad to have you here today. And I know, like, when I asked you about feng shui and I was like, hey, do you know anything about feng shui? And you're like, mezza. You know what I mean? A little bit. But I know that, you know, the reason why I love feng shui is one time I did have a client and she was of Asian descent. And she kept on saying things to me as we were looking at properties. And I really wasn't picking up what she was putting down. I was newer in my career back then, and I was trying to fully understand. And then she explained everything to me. And they're actually still in the same house all these years later. And, you know, she talked to me a little bit about feng shui and all this other stuff. So I actually took a little course on it. And again, that was a long, long time ago. And on our show previously, I had a feng shui specialist on with us. But I thought that I would talk about a little bit about what feng shui is. And I would also talk about just the feels. So weirdly, yesterday I did have an appointment. It's with somebody I've been, you know, talking to and working with for a while. Sadly, she has, you know, she lost both of her parents and she lost her mom probably about a year ago. And it's time for her to sell, you know, her parents' home, and it's where she grew up. So there's a lot of emotions attached to it. So Megan, I'm so curious with you, and that's why I wanted to have like another agent on with me this morning, because Melissa is great and knows a lot about real estate, but we're in houses more than she is in dealing with people. And you know, sometimes we walk into houses and I'll get certain feelings. We've talked about this on the show as well. Like,
you definitely feel the energy of the house.
Yeah, it's weird, right, that you can feel that. And why it's important for us to talk about it from a feng shui standpoint is, you know, how we can help you with that energy. And again, I'm not an energy guru. Megan would probably know more about that than I would. But you know, knowing, like, if you walk into a house and it just feels ick, then chances are it's going to be ick the whole entire time while you're trying to sell it. So sometimes I have walked into houses like, what have I walked into? Like antique style homes. Like sometimes I can feel like a weird type energy. I have some stories about that too. Sometimes.
You mean houses that have a lot of antiques in them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about that. How do you feel when you walk in and you feel all those antiques?
So it definitely depends, but they do say that the antiques carry the energy of the owners or where they've been. They've picked up what they've been around. So it's possible that when you walk into a house, you're picking up on that as well, like on a very subconscious level. It hits you. You don't even quite understand it. It's just that little, Sharon, should we say it's a nudge? It's
yeah.
A feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's, and you know, it's so funny too, because Yeah, I'm not going to talk about like, hey, I see things. I certainly don't see things, but I certainly feel things, you know. So, and it's hard to explain. But I'm sure if we have any WATD listeners, I know we had a ton of calls on this before. But if you get those feelings or if you have any experiences in your house with any of this type of stuff, call us at the studio, 781-837-4900. 781-837-4900. Tim is at the studio. He will bring you over to my home studio. We are here again, 19 Mattakesett Street, right in Pembroke Center, across from Stop and Shop and CVS. Hardly Saints Donuts is here again this morning. So you can get some delicious donuts, sit on our porch and enjoy your donuts. Come in, see our studio, all that. But if you have any experience with that, call the studio or text 781-837-4900. Megan, do you have any like stories that particularly like stand out to you?
I don't know that I have any particular stories about a particular piece of furniture, but there are definitely times where I will walk into a house. Let's say someone calls me to come look at their house for a listing. And the minute I walk in the door, I know like things have to get placed differently in the home, right? You walk in and you feel, let's just use the term blocked. It's blockage.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
To me, it does. I wonder if it does to our listeners. Mel, does it make sense to you?
It makes sense. Hello, I'm here. I have coffee. I've brought coffee.
And my espresso. Thank you. I need this jolt.
Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. And I'm jealous I don't get to have a fabulous donut this morning.
I know. I just waited in line. There were some people out there for Hardly
Saints
Donuts.
You just tell them that I cut the line.
So listen, I'm a VIP member here. but no, I got us some coffees and some donuts. So if you're watching us live on anywhere where you stream, you can see all the beautiful donuts that I got. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Delicious, right?
Yeah. So when you walk into houses, I mean, you've been in plenty of houses with me, yeah. You know, as we're doing photos
well,
and staging.
Plus I go and see a lot of our listings that the agents have on the weekends. I try to go to their open houses and sort of get a feel. And I love doing that in the sense that like when they ask me for help with multiple offers, I already know what the house looks like because I've been in it. So it makes it easier sort of to help them with that process too.
But, you get the feels. Yeah. And we have Cindy who is joining me. She is also a friend of mine. I like to call you guys my friends. I hope you don't mind. So my friend who's also on Clubhouse and she's from Salt Lake City. And Cindy, I don't know if you can talk where you are right now,
yes.
But how do you, what about you with the feels? Do you get the feels?
Oh, yes, yes. I've been practicing feng shui in my real estate. I started and trained with the master in early 1992.
Wow.
It
trained
really,
with the master.
Yes.
Wow.
And it really makes a tremendous difference. I started in real estate in San Francisco. There's a large Asian community, of course, on the you know the West Coast cities, and especially San Francisco. Feng shui is more than a feeling and more than a vision.
So since you're the expert, and I did not know this about you, and I have to tell you, Cindy, and I've said this to you privately on text messages, and I've probably shared it with Megan, because Megan and I talk privately too, but you literally are one of my favorite people. Like, I almost have like a girl crush on her, Mel. I have a girl crush on Cindy. Because you're so cultured and you're so smart and like she has a data brain, which I love. Mm-hmm. And now to know that she like did feng shui with like a master, like it's a total, like I'm saying it publicly. I have a girl crush on Cindy. But Cindy, introduce yourself a little bit if you don't mind. And then you tell us all about feng shui. You're the specialist.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I didn't claim to be the specialist, but I did train with one. Thank you, Sharon. The feeling of admiration is mutual. Cindy Ariona here. I'm located over in Salt Lake City. I work the Salt Lake and Park City markets of Utah. I also own a brokerage in Istanbul, Turkey. You know, talk about the melting pot of cultures. Mm. So I have my brokerage there for 20 years now. I have a team on the ground. And So that's kind of where I'm practicing my trade of real estate, mm-hmm. is in the Salt Lake and Istanbul markets.
Yeah. So for any of our listeners, if you are thinking about moving to either Utah or to Long Island, of course, or even Turkey, like, I have a girl for you. So, so go ahead. Tell us a little bit about feng shui. So it isn't just a feeling, but I feel like if you do feng shui the right... Okay, go ahead. You tell everybody what you feel, what you're thinking.
Well, a couple of quick thoughts on it is it really begins in the building stage, pre-build, on selecting the lot in the positioning of the lot that the home that will be built on is going to be. Then you have the positioning of the driveway, which brings the automation into the home. And then the position of the front door. So should it be, you know, whether it be north facing, south facing, and then from the street, what is the position of the front door? And I'm sure that we've all driven by homes, and sometimes it's like that front door feels like it's literally on the street.
Mm-hmm.
So there's kind of an example of the front door should not be literally like on the street or facing the street. So a tilted, so that the entrance into the home are of a different direction than the street. So there's one example. And then it continues as you walk in and go through the home. So the positioning of how you enter the home, and then once you get into the home, where the placement of, so as you enter into homes, in many of the newer, built in the early 90s, the two-story stucco, we call them over in these parts. A lot of those homes, you walk into this big, beautiful entrance, you know, foyer lobby type of, well, not, we don't call them lobbies in homes, but
foyer.
the foyer of the home. And how often the staircase will be like right there. You're greeted with this, like it's as though you walk right into a staircase. There's an example of bad feng shui.
Really bad feng shui, yes.
Can I jump in real quick, question? So, Cindy, Sharon, Melissa, the front door, as we're talking about entering a home, the front door, I think, is extremely important for a home and how a home presents itself. And I have seen homeowners change their front door. And, like, I drive by and I look at it and it physically hurts me. It doesn't go with the home whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when people are painting it and everything too, and I think people Google all this stuff. I also want to mention too is the Indian feng shui is known as, I might say this wrong, but Vastu Shastra. Vastu Shastra, I think is what it's called. So I know that the Indian culture, that's something that's important to them. And as you're talking about this, the staircase, Cindy, it's interesting because at one of my new developments that I have, it's Cushing Trails in Hanson, for anybody who's listening close by here. We have 40 units over there, and we have three different styles. And they were already designed when I sort of got on board there and started walking through them. And one of them, it's called the Whitman. And when I walked in, that staircase was right there. And I was like, we have to change this. It's terrible. We can't do this. And not only that, the staircase, it was on the left. And the door was on the left. So when you walked into on the right, when you walked in, it was sort of like a hallway, which wasn't bad, right? So we walked down the hallway, but you literally would walk right into the dining table. Right. So like where you like across from the kitchen. So like, Megan, when you were talking about being blocked and feeling blocked, that's exactly how I felt. And there were only studs up at that time.
I totally get what you're saying. And I'm so glad you mentioned that just real quick. I wanted to jump in because I've gotten that feeling in like a house that's flipped and has been empty and it's not, there's nothing in there, but I feel blockages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's weird, right? It's studs. You can see right through the walls, but still I was like, nope, I'm stuck here. So I asked the builders to redesign it. So now, and we were just able to walk through the new one We were just able to walk through the new design. Now the staircase is on the right-hand side. The hallway is down the left. But it also gave us like a partition wall, like where like that dining table sort of like hovers behind now. So that could be like a nice little nook and you can walk straight in. So now your dining area will be on your right and your kitchen will be on your left and you'll walk right into like where the open, big open living room is. So yes, I feel like the feng shui and this is so great because the two of you just made like a Reese's peanut butter cup in my head, right? So Cindy was talking about the structure and Megan was talking about the feels and the blockage. And that's exactly one of my really good examples of that. And I have to tell you, I did not like the Whitman plan very much at all. When I walked through it, I just felt like it doesn't make sense to me. I almost had like a hard time breathing in there, like I'm being suffocated. And now we just have the first one up now. And I was like, I think this might be my favorite plan now. So what other things, Cindy and Megan, do you want to add to this conversation?
Well, there's basically five elements is what they in mm-hmm. feng shui, right? Mm-hmm. So in feng shui, the interpretation is wind and water. So you think about the wind or you think about water. And what would block wind and what would block water? Mm-hmm. So that might be helpful when you're, so example, if you walk into a wall, well, a wall's going to stop the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's type of thing. And then they bring in the colors, right? The colors are very, very important.
Yeah. Cindy, just make sure you stay right on your microphone, okay?
Okay. And so the colors influence energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the, lighting seduces the vibration,
mm-hmm.
if you will. So there's a few more little tips and mm-hmm. points and kind of general basics. So feng shui is comes from geometry, right? And it has been used in most all cultures for thousands of years, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can look at some of the older ancient structures, example, temples mm-hmm. and mosques and synagogues and things of such holy places, and you will see the geometric. And we have a lot to learn from that style of architecture that you can implement into our homes. So those are a few more thoughts, Sharon.
Yeah, and then sure. Do you use the Bagu map, a Bagu, how do you say it? B-A-G-U-A, Bagu map?
Yeah, you're doing a good job. That sounds just about right under any cute little Boston accent. Well, so then that separates out the color and the arrangement and the position and those things, yes.
Yeah.
Sharon, I just love your show. And what a fun topic today. Thank you guys for being here. I love dialing in and listening to you. So back to you, dear.
Oh, thank you so much. So are you telling me you don't want me to ask you any more questions?
Oh, I'm here. I just don't want to, it's your show, friend.
Yeah, well, hey, it's our show.
It's our show. Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah.
We could do whatever we want for an hour.
I can do anything I want. Exactly. And this is one of the things that I love. I mean, for all our WATD listeners, you are listening to Talk Real Estate Roundtable this morning. We are talking about feng shui and just how that is, how we can use different techniques in feng shui in order to help make your current home that you're living in. Maybe you don't even want to sell your home to make it just feel the right way. Have it aligned the right way, it will be difficult in a home you own already with structure, but hey, I think that you can take any wall down that you want to. I say that to my husband all the time.
And then your husband says, no, you can't take every wall down.
But then I say to him, hey, if I call Bob Vila, does everyone know Bob Vila? Remember Bob Vila? He had like a show and like it was construction and they would take.
Okay, I watched it like, what was it, every Sunday morning?
Yeah.
Right. This old house.
This old house.
Oh, I know this old house.
Boston to me, like Bob Vila with Boston.
Yeah, so that's what I say. I'm going to call Bob Vila. He's going to tell me I can take down that wall. But sometimes it just feels better. And it's interesting, Megan, because as you were saying too, like sometimes if you go in new construction and you're walking through and you can feel those blockages and you can feel how it's supposed to be, there are people that I have found that just cannot. So as I'm walking through my new construction, I always walk through the hallways and the doors as they are, even though an easier pathway for me would be walking through the walls because there's no wall there yet. You know what I mean?
Walking so, through the walls.
I can walk through the walls because we just have studs, you know. But I always do that. And it's because a lot of people, you know, with perception, they just can't figure it out unless I'm saying, yeah, now we're walking into, you know, the main bedroom.
You need the flow of traffic because yes, you're not going to be walking through the, I mean, unless you're a ghost,
yeah.
Unless you're a spirit, you're not gonna be walking through the walls. So mm-hmm, don't get into the habit when you're going to see your house during, you mm-hmm know, a new build. So walk through the doors.
Yes, walk through the doors. And because honestly, you can get yourself sort of backwards very easily. And the other thing, I mean, the advantage I have is I am also seeing the plans on paper and stuff like that. So I already yeah sort of know. But recently I was over there a couple weeks ago, and I was walking through, and it was with a woman, and she had her two daughters with her, and we were, and I sort of got stuck in like the main bath, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to walk through the wall. I said, usually I don't do this. I said, because people end up getting mixed up when I do that. And lo and behold, the woman said, yeah, and to one of her daughters, yeah, we could, in this room, we could put like a small couch and like my table and blah, blah, blah. And the daughter looked at her and I looked at her and I just shook my head like, don't even bother telling her. And then the daughter was like, Mom, you're in the wrong room. This is my bedroom. You will not be putting your desk in my bedroom. Yeah. So it is easy to do that. Again, if anybody from Clubhouse has anything that they want to share, I do have two mods up on stage with me, Megan and Cindy. So you can just put your questions in the chat and they can either bring you up or ask your question to 781-837-4900. That is the number to the studio. So Mel and I are live in our home studio. So you can do that. I want to talk about this Bagua map or whatever. I don't know how to say it. So if anyone wants to correct me, go ahead. So it's interesting because when I took this class, I became very interested in it. And Mel, do you remember when we built this place? Well, we didn't build it. This house was built in 1925. And
renovated
honestly,
it.
All right, Megan and Cindy, like this, when we walked in here, I always say that God has a plan and it's my show, so I can say whatever I want, right? So God always has a plan. And I was at another place when I first opened Boston Connect Real Estate in 2010. I was in, and again, the market was completely declined. I had no place to go but up. I did it for reasons we can talk about off the air, why I chose to do that. And the landlord there was wonderful. I love him. He's done some bigger projects. He ended up selling that building while I was still in it with three years left on my lease. I never met the new landlord. Never. Not once. Then I was getting closer and closer to our lease expiring, and I called him and I was like, hey, I need to know what your plans are with me. And I was paying like what were we paying? We were paying like $3,600 a month over
yeah
there, right?
Yeah.
So we're paying $3,600 a month. We had a lot of square footage, like 2,000 square feet, and all one level. And he's like, well, I'm going to be going up on your rent. And I said, okay, so what does that look like? And he's like, well, I want to do $5,000 a month for 5-year lease. And underneath my breath, I laughed. And he was telling me how the market was. And I was like, all right, well, this guy doesn't even know I'm a real estate agent.
Yeah.
Like, haven't met him in 3 years.
Yeah.
Never once has he introduced himself to me. So I was like, all right, well, I'll get back to you on that. And while I was still talking to him, I was typing in MLS, like, all right, I need to find a new place. And weirdly, I always thought that I would only rent. Mm-hmm. But weirdly, I looked up for sale properties and commercial. And this house, which was built in 1925, came back on the market that day. Like that day. So I called the listing agent. We were in here, 2-3 hours later?
Yeah.
Mark was here. Mel, you were here. Mm-hmm. Mary came. Tracy Grady came. She had like all the folder and everything from Town Hall.
From Town Hall, yeah.
With all like the permits and everything. She grabbed some stuff for us so we could see all that. And we walked through. But when I tell you we walked in this place, as I walked in, the staircase here, it's off to the right a little bit is the staircase. But there on the staircase, and there was still a lot of stuff here from the previous owner. And Lo and behold, there was a St. Jude prayer card sitting on the staircase as if it was in a frame and had like a halo around it. And I remember I picked it up and I put it in my binder. Okay. I have never stolen a thing in my entire life, right? So I put that in my binder and I was like, this is a sign, because in eighth grade, my project, my patron saint was St. Jude.
Yeah.
So I did an entire project on St. Jude. So I put it in and I just knew, I had this feeling right inside of me. But I'm going to tell you, it was like the walls were gross. There were walls that are no longer here. It was tight. It was like mustardy colored, like trim. It was terrible, right?
There had been squatters.
Squatters were here. And, but for me, I had all the right feelings. And as we were leaving, I put the St. Jude prayer. I put it back on the stairs. I said, I can't steal it. Like, if you're going to steal something the first time in your life, it probably shouldn't be like something to do with God and saints. So I put it back. We put in an offer. We got it accepted after going back and forth a little bit. I asked the agent. I was like, hey, there's a St. Jude prayer card on there. I was like, can I have that? And he's like, yeah. He goes, you can have whatever is left in there. And I was like, fine, we'll take care of everything that's in there and get rid of it. So I have that framed mm-hmm. in my office. Mm-hmm. And but when I talk about the feels, we closed in 23 days. Mark was here that day. We have pictures and video of me with a sledgehammer going through the walls. And you want to talk about feeling. Anybody who walks in this office,
they
feel it.
Yeah. And I want to put it out there that we closed in 23 days, also putting in a commercial septic system.
I know. Yeah. Everybody came out to help me. But the first thing I took was that St. Jude prayer card, like I said. But when we took down a wall, so I'm talking to Megan and Cindy too, and to all of our listeners, one of the things that we did is Mark had to put in, he put in like 3 micro lamps. It didn't need 3, but he did that because we want to make sure it never falls down. So he put those in. And what we did is we had all the agents from the office and agents who previously worked with us as well, and just family and friends and anybody, they all came in and they all signed that beam. So underneath that is all those signatures, and we have pictures of it. And I actually feel like I'm going to cry right now. That is the weirdest feeling that just came over me. So I am getting the feels.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So I signed it and I just wrote, you know, I am grateful to be the next owner of this home. I promise that I will always take great care of you. Something like that. We had that framed and it sits in a, and it's in a big frame, that picture in our conference room. So that's what I mean.
That is just beautiful, Sharon. And I love that, you know, with the Bagua map, what makes it easy for me to assimilate is what it's mapping out is the different areas of our life. So we have our finance, our marriage, our family health, they call it ancestry, career opportunities, all the different things. Mm-hmm. And so you take that map.
Oh, we just lost you, Cindy.
Oh, shoot. She was just getting into the map.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
So I don't know where she went, if she was walking around or something. But when she comes back, we'll let her talk. But I do have the map up in front of me, too. So what you do is you take that map and you sort of direct it at the front door. And I did do this when we were here. Yeah. And it did help me figure out like whose office was going to be where. And so when you first walk in the door, it's career and life path, which I think is just so amazing. And as you leave our office, I can actually see it from here. It's the Irish prayer. Maybe you always have the wind, the walls for the winds and blah, blah, blah. There's a whole Irish blessing up there as you leave here. But, you know, that life path is there, the career. We literally set it up with this, like knowledge is where, let me see if we do it like this. So the front door. Yeah. So helpful people and travels, like, so we put the conference room because we're helping people where the conference room is, and health and center, whatever. So there are different areas of that. And of course, where wealth and prosperity is where my office is. So, oh, actually, no, Mel, it's where your office
is. It's my office.
Yeah. That's interesting that we didn't put you there in the first place because you take care of all the checks and the billing and all that other stuff. That's where you are now.
That's where I am now.
Yeah. That's interesting, huh? Mm. I'm where knowledge and self-cultivation is.
Yeah.
That's who I am.
I get that.
It's all about the knowledge. So, to our listeners, 781-837-4900. It's Saturday. We always have callers on Saturday. So tell us if you have any thoughts about this this topic of feng shui or anything else to do with real estate. We're here for you, 781-837-4900. Or they can go on to our Facebook pages because Mel is monitoring those as well.
Yeah. I feel like some people, like, I don't really know much about this topic, but the more we talk about it, I'm like, oh yeah, like I sort of like subconsciously do that. Like when I go into a house or like, mm-hmm. even when I help somebody, you know, stage the house for pictures, I'm like, oh, this would, but it just sort of makes sense to me. Like, yeah, it should be over here. It should be like, this is the flow of traffic, like sort of thing. So I feel like I sort of already did it without even really knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I learned that from you.
Yeah.
Melissa, what you're saying is so important. You just spoke as if you were a buyer coming in to look at a home.
Yeah.
Right? They're not even aware of how the placement and the colors and the light is affecting them. But they, yeah. on a conscious level, you pick it up.
And you know, it's interesting because when I was looking for a house for myself, I preferred to look at homes that were empty and vacant because I couldn't help myself. Like when I would see a house that had somebody else's things all in it, I couldn't help but be like, well, I would never do it like that. Like not judging, but like being like, oh, I wouldn't put my couch there. Like it just seems like the flow wouldn't be like conducive to the way that I live, mm-hmm. like, you know, sort of. So I really loved looking at vacant homes mm-hmm. because I could see my own stuff there and I could see sort of how I would put everything.
Yeah.
And made sense to me.
Yeah. And I had asked yesterday, but it was sort of a last minute decision. And I mentioned it last night, Michelle Meinhardt, she does a lot of staging. And I asked her if she could join us today too. And I bet that she puts a lot of that thought into when she is staging homes. And that's probably why we say less is best, right? Because I don't really want people looking at other people's things. I want them to be looking at the house and appreciating the house. And I think sometimes if there's too much, sometimes I go onto MLS. Last week there was a house I was looking at. It was actually in South Carolina. I was looking at a house, and that's another topic for another day. I just tend to go off a little bit. You know what I mean?
That's so all
I was
right. looking, it's our show.
Yeah, I know. So, but I was looking at something down there, and I was like, oh my goodness. Like, why didn't this agent tell this person to tidy up?
Tidy up.
I mean, it was a really, really nice house, but I was like, tidy up. But the house had been on the market for like 63 days. And I was like, well, I can tell you why, all the way from Massachusetts. But again, I think that that's what makes us professionals, right? So I still have Cindy and Megan on with us as well. And I think that, you know, being able to talk to your clients and say, you know, hey, this is the way that you're living right now, but we want people to imagine and envision how they would live. And Melissa is a very, very good example of that, where she was, you know, a buyer. She was out there for several months. And for her, she was sort of put off by everybody else's stuff and she wanted to envision her own. Now, I know that everyone hears put away your personal photos and all that other stuff. I don't really believe in that. Like, if you have family pictures and you don't mind if other people see them, I won't post those pictures online. But if people are in an open house or at a showing and you have a family portrait or you have some pictures around of your children, leave them there. That's how I feel, because guess what? Your family. And guess what? Like, whatever your family dynamic is, right? It could be with kids, without kids, with your dogs, by yourself, whatever it is. Leave them out, because that shows other people like that you're human. It almost brings that the feels, right? Yeah. Of everything.
The feels.
But Mel, remember one house you had under agreement? Do you remember that one? And we're at the home inspection.
Oh, yeah. You that bothered you. It didn't bother me. But go ahead.
I could not breathe. I went into that basement and I felt like I was holding onto my chest. I was like, I don't know why I can't breathe in this house. And I was like, look, my heart is racing right now, even just thinking about it. And I was like, I think the father was murdered in the house.
No, he was not.
Well, I think he was.
He was not.
Well, that's what I felt.
Well, I'm telling you the facts. He was not murdered in the house. He had passed away. It was not even his house. His son was selling the house and all of the father's stuff was in the basement, like waiting for them to move to another house. So we went downstairs during the home inspection. I was more concerned about the cats, like being in this cage. I was so upset for them. But and you were staying away because you don't like cats. But, you know, it really did bother you. You were like, I'm suffocating down here. And I'm like walking around. I'm like, I mean,
but didn't you take it for real though? Like, I would never talk you out of it, but no. You know, when I get those feelings, I was just like,
I know. I think we handle things a little bit differently. Like, death does not bother me. And you, I think we're just like, this is, suffocating down here.
Well, because it was a bad energy.
Yeah. You were feeling a bad energy.
I mean, if it
energy.
Was a good energy where I felt as if somebody floated off gracefully to heaven, I probably would have been like, this is such a wonderful place to live.
So that's why you think he was murdered?
He was something.
No.
He was suffocated and they just don't know. Like in here, I'm sure this house was built in 1925. We have to plan a big next year. We have to plan a party for the house. So you can put that on your to-do list. Okay. As I give you chores to do. But this house, I'm sure that somebody passed away in it. But it has a good feelings. When I'm in here, sometimes I hear people calling my name. And I'm just like, hi, I'm here. And I feel perfectly fine.
Well, just find comfort in, you know, that nobody has passed away in your home.
Yeah.
Because you're
new construction. Yeah, but people have passed away on my land.
I don't think anyone's passed away in mine because one owner.
Yeah, one owner. Yeah, but on my land, I mean, my land is very, very old. And it was Cranberry Bogs and there was a fire on a previous property. Anyways.
My mother says she's with you on this one.
Thank you. Thank you, Mom.
Sharon, I'm glad you mentioned that because people always ask, did somebody pass in the house? And
yeah.
I'm on Long Island. This was Indian territory. Like, people pass away everywhere.
Yeah. That's why, I mean, when I say it doesn't bother me, it's like, it's natural. Like, it's something that happens. Like, people pass away. But she was like, I'm suffocating. I got to get out of here.
Yeah, but you know what, Megan, help me with this, right? And Cindy, if you want to chime in as well, right? So, like, that feeling I got in that house with Melissa, and I'm telling you, it does happen to me. So I don't know what I was picking up on. And again, I'm not frightened by death either, right? And like I said, I mean, in this home, I'm sure people have. I have very good feelings when I'm in here. Like, I feel joyful in this office. I feel enlightened. I feel like I feel all goods. But when I was there, I really did feel like I was suffocating and I really felt like somebody was sitting on my chest. And I kept on saying to Mark, because Mark was there for the home inspection, of course. And I was like, Mark, like something doesn't feel right to me. Like it just, and I don't know if it could have been the energy of that person. I don't know who that person was, but he could have been a really bad person.
He could have been.
Yeah. Sharon, I think that ties right into the air element. So as we're speaking about the different five elements in Feng Shui, you've got earth, metal, air, fire, and so
water.
Water. So that feeling of suffocating would be in my the first thing comes to me is that that fifth element of the air is not flowing. So again, Feng Shui is all about the flow, which, you know, the flow of the property and where the elements and how they're the way that, I just love how, you know, you come right back to the Bagua map and then you can get the how it represents, how it ties in together with the colors, the elements, the energy, and it just reverberates through the entire home.
Yeah. And Cindy, one of the nice things, and Megan, you do a really good job as well. And people should follow both of you on Instagram. Do you want to give your Instagram, what is it called? Handle, name, whatever. What's it called?
Instagram handle.
What's your Instagram handle so everybody can follow you?
Yeah, this is Megan Gardner. My handle is at Megan Gardner Homes.
Perfect. Cindy?
I'm at Cindy Ariona.
Oh, you better spell that.
Oh, yes, I should spell that. So it's Cindy, Cindyuriona. And you'll find me on all the different channels.
Yeah. And you guys do such a great job with video. Like, I'm just not out there like that as much. Like, I'll do certain things, but like not a lot. But you guys do a great job with that. And it's so funny, though, because Cindy, especially where you are. I don't know if it's where you are. Like, I feel so, when you're doing your videos, what's so great about it, and I think everybody in Salt Lake should be hiring you, through your video, I can feel like we're buying a lifestyle, right? I can feel that through there. Even if it's like your daughter sitting on a rock on the side of the street or wherever you are. Like, and you can see the mountains in the background and you can just, you know, your calming voice and everything, like you can feel it. And that's what I think people want when they're buying a home. It makes me want to go to Salt Lake. Maybe that will be my next place I go. What do you think, Mel?
Salt Lake?
Yeah, Salt Lake.
Oh. Yes.
Mm, yeah.
Okay. They do a Real Housewives, so maybe you can join.
You are so into that. I can't watch. Everyone's always yelling at each other. That's another thing. Megan, how do you feel about all that? Again, we're digressing, but we are talking about feng shui and feelings and things like that. But it is, you know, how people are reacting and how we're, I want to say, do you guys agree with me? Like, I feel like we're receptors of all of that, and how we pick that up is, you know, is important to think about, right? So like when I watch those shows, they're always yelling at each other. And I just can't be there.
It makes me, I think it's entertaining.
Really?
Yes. I find it just kind of entertaining. I get to check out for a little bit. It's just kind of funny, fun.
Mm.
I want to see what they're wearing.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, some of them are fabulous. You know, they live these extravagant lives that, like, you know, we probably won't. So it's fun to see sometimes.
Yeah. No.
Sharon, I mean, what you're picking up on is the fact that it's something that we call empath or empathic. And I think a vast majority of real estate agents are empathic. We can tune into the wants and needs and feelings of our clients, and also the wants or the feelings in our homes that we sell. So mm-hmm. Like we're really sensitive on that level.
And it's interesting because some people just are not, like, they just don't get it. And I was someplace recently and I was going through the house and I was just like, it's interesting to me that they don't feel this blockage, or maybe they do and they don't even realize it. So I'm going back to one, this was several years ago. I had this listing and I was there with the photographer and the homeowner wasn't home, but she came home afterwards. And just the way she had her furniture set up in the living room, and it was a small little living room, and she had like her couch on one wall, and right next to it, up against that same wall, she had like a recliner, right? So like they were side by side, like touching each other, like nothing in between them, nothing, but like flat up against both walls. And I was like, well, that doesn't make sense. So I literally just like maneuvered the couch over a little bit and I just like kitty cornered the chair. Literally, that's all I did, and sort of straightened up some stuff. I always take carpets out of rooms, and I think it's for that same blockage reason. Actually, Megan, when you said that earlier, I thought, oh, that's probably what I feel when I tell people to take out their area rugs. Because to me, when you have the big area rug in like the living room or the dining room, when I look at those pictures online, all I see is that rug. And then I think you envision the room to be that size. But it might be a blockage thing for me. I'd rather just see the flow of the house without that, you know, the carpet stopping my eyeball. But I remember when the homeowner came home, she's like, what did you do in here? And I was like, I kitty cornered your chair. Like, and it made such a big difference. So little things you can do to make things feel a lot better. Now, so recently I was going through a house and I was like, well, I would probably change the furniture around a little bit in here, but it works for you now. So like, keep it this way, you know? So do you guys do a lot of that when you're getting ready to put a home on the market?
I do. I'd love to speak to that right now. Couple things. I'm going to back up just to the photographs on the wall, personal photographs.
Yeah.
So there's advantages and disadvantages of leaving or having any personalized photos around the house or on the walls. And my experience has been the number one reason I tell my sellers, you know, we live in our homes one way and we sell them another way. It is a business.
Mm-hmm.
So what can happen is when you have a relocating client coming to town and they're on a quick schedule and maybe they've scheduled to see 8 properties. The first thing human natures are going to do, us human beings, is the eyes will take them straight to the personal photography. They want to see the people that are living there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's great. And to your point, Sharon, it makes them feel like home and, oh, this is a home, and they can feel the love and the, you know, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
The beautiful golden retriever. Now the flip side and downside to that is, now they've got 8 properties to see in a hurry, and they run around, and the agent's hurrying them because that next one that the agent thinks they're going to really like, be sure doesn't want to miss, and they can't be late for, they have to rush them out the door.
Yep.
And then after about the 4th property, the lady is going, wait a minute, did that master bedroom have a walk-in closet? Mm-hmm. Hold up. What was that kitchen's appliance package? They miss the big, important elements of the home because they're looking at the personal photography. That's why I say take it away.
Yeah, and I think, like, bits and pieces of it. You know what I mean? Like, even in our, like, modeled home, like, we have pictures. They're real pictures of people, but they're not anyone we know, like a wedding and things like that, just to sort of make it feel more real. But I do recall one time I did have a school teacher in one of the local towns, and she had all her family. It was like a family of eight, and all of the pictures of, like, the kids as they were growing up were all on this wall going up to a bedroom. And I was like, I'm sorry, you need to take that down, because I'm not going to get anybody past this wall, because everybody in this town is going to say, oh, I went to school with that person. I went to school. Oh, she was my teacher. Like, I knew that that was going to sort of halt them. So that there, Cindy, if you think about it, is sort of a blockage to doing what they're overall goal is, right? And that's to find a home. And you do a lot of relocation, I'm sure, especially Istanbul, right? You know, and I think, actually, I don't even know, we can talk off air. At one point, you had a client that was coming to the Boston area too. So I bet, like, you have to stay on track with them. But I think, you know, little, and you know what? I don't like extreme anything. I don't like extreme hot. I don't like extreme cold. I don't like extreme left or right, right? So I think having a little bit of stuff sort of, you know, like, I don't like condiments either. I don't like a lot of condiments.
You like your soup so hot that it burns me when I try to help you.
I know.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
I like my food hot, but I don't like a lot of condiments, right? So, like, that's what I mean when you just trickle in the pieces, right? Just put a few sprinkles out there. And too, and I do think, Cindy, I'm sure you and Megan both have a very good way of saying to people, all right, guys, we have to move this along. We have to see eight properties. Yep, they have a beautiful golden retriever. Let's go. And keeping them on track with, you know, what the things are that you see. We only have 3 minutes left here. So do you have any housework that we have to do?
Do I have any housework? Yes.
Yeah. So with open houses, while you're looking for that, Megan and Cindy, can you please reintroduce yourself? And if anybody is thinking about moving to the to Long Island, New York area, or if you're thinking about moving to the Salt Lake City area or Istanbul, how can people get in touch with both of you?
Good morning. It's Megan Gardner coming to you from Long Island, New York. I am situated halfway between New York City and the end of Long Island known as Montauk. It's a great place to be sandwiched. I'd love to help you. And I'm going to throw it over to our amazing Cindy in Salt Lake.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I love that. Darvell, I'm here, everybody. It's Cindy Ariona. That spells U-R-I-O-N-A. Cindy Ariona. You can find me on any of the social channels. And I'm located right smack in the middle of Park City and Salt Lake City. And I would just be delighted that Istanbul market has a tremendous amount of people coming into the education and the medical field in Boston. Mm-hmm. So I do have transient people coming in and out of there. And Sharon, I'm just delighted that we have this not only friendship, but business relationship. And that I feel so comfortable referring my my clients to you in Boston. So thank you, Cindy, Salt Lake City.
Awesome. And you know what? Talking about the feels, I just got goosebumps right down both my legs and up my spine. So usually it doesn't go up my spine, but for some reason or another, it just did when Cindy was talking and Megan, they were introducing themselves. And again, to all of our listeners, yes, I do bring people on from nationwide. And I think it's really good for us to know what is going on around the country, whether it's close to us or a little bit further away. We'd like to bring that information to you. Real quick, Melissa, how can people find all of our open houses?
All of our open houses are listed on bostonconnect.com, or you can follow us on any of our social media pages at Boston Connect Real Estate. Sharon, you are joining Michael as well?
I am. Yeah. I will be staying on here for a little bit with Michael McNamara from McNamara Financial and McNamara on Money. He's going to be talking about the decoupling of commissions. So I told him I would listen in a little bit. So I'll be in my home studio with maybe another cup of tea or something listening in. Everybody, have a wonderful weekend. Megan, Cindy, thank you so much. Have a wonderful morning. And to all our listeners, we'll be back on Tuesday. So have, and I think we're going to talk about septic systems on Tuesday.
Yes,
one
we
of
are.
My favorites. So we'll see you. Bye, everybody. Have a great morning.
Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood.